بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى البردين دخل الجنة. متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala says, whoever reads the two call namazes, he shall enter Jannah. The two call salah is referred to in this hadith, is referring to Fajr salah and Asr salah. Fajr salah, generally, a person can understand it is a cold salah, meaning the time of Fajr is generally when it is cold, especially in winter months. And Asr salah, in those areas where the winters are very severe, like in Madina Munawwara, at Asr time a person will feel is, and see the breeze that sets in, and especially when it is very, very cold, then Asr time already it is cold. And therefore in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to, according to the commentators, Fajr Salah and Asr Salah. So this hadith says, whoever reads the two cold salat, Fajr and Asr, he shall enter Jannah. This does not mean he leaves out and discards the other three salah, Zuhr, Maghrib and Isha. What is understood from this hadith is whoever reads these two cold salah, then he will definitely read all his five times salah and therefore he will gain Jannah. Why specifically Fajr and Asr? Fajr, a person has been sleeping the entire night and he becomes lazy. It is a difficult salah for him to wake up, may perform his wudu, especially when it is very cold and in those very cold areas. Here in Durban, we don't feel that cold at all throughout the year. But in those areas where it is extremely, in this bitter cold winter, then it is difficult for the person. So it is a sacrifice that he has to make. And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that he will enter Jannah. Asr Salah, generally a person is closing up his shop at that time and now he's heading for home. So he's busy traveling back home, and this salah comes in. And therefore in one verse of the Quran, حَافِذُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى, when Allah Ta'ala talks about preserving your five-time salah, especially the middle salah, most commentators, mufassirin in the Quran, say that refers to Asr salah. So generally Asr time, a person is now busy closing his shop and whatever work he's doing. If he was a worker somewhere, he's now going back home. And therefore a person becomes negligent regarding his Asr salah. So in this hadith we have understood whoever reads the two cold salah especially, then he shall enter Jannah. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مريض العبد أو سافر كتب له مثل ما كان يعمل مقيما صحيحا رواه البخاري. When a person becomes sick, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that when a person becomes sick, he falls ill, or he is on a journey, then the same good deed that he used to do whilst he was healthy or whilst he was at home, these deeds are recorded for him in his favor. Because of sickness and because of travel, he's unable to accomplish all those nafil that he used to do. The ma'amulat, the tilawat of the Quran, the dhikrullah, the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Now because he is traveling, his salat is also curtailed. He doesn't get time to read nafil salah. Or he is ill, he is in bed, he does not have the strength now to read the extra salah. What is meant here is not the fard, he is not discarding the faraid, he is performing his fard, but an extra nafil that he used to do, now he is unable to do it because of sickness or travel. Despite this, because he was a person who used to do this, these good deeds, his nafil deeds, when he was at home, when he was a resident, or when he had good health, therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now, because he is sick and because he is traveling, Allah Ta'ala still records it for him. This is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does this hadith then imply? That a person, whilst he has the health, whilst he's not traveling, he doesn't have extra or any of these added difficulties in his life, then he should engage in an abundant nawafil after his faraid. So that when the day comes and he's unable to perform it, then to Allah Ta'ala will still give him the reward. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل معروف صدقه رواه البخاري وروى مسلم من رواية حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه. This is simple hadith. It's three words. Inshallah we can ponder over this. كل معروف صدقه. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned every good deed is charity. Every good deed. Good deed meaning that deed, ma'roof. Ma'roof in Arabic means known. In other words, those deeds that Shariat has authorized, which Allah has regarded it to be good, which the Rasulullah has regarded it to be good. So all good deeds are sadaqah, charity for the person. And we have done in this chapter, a person reads tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. He gives an animal water to drink. He removes some difficult, from some harmful object from the path, some branch or some stone or some rock to allow the people to go past. All these are good deeds. So no matter how big or no matter how small it may be, but every good deed you do, you also getting the reward of sadaqah, charity. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.